With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Ah, hell, your guess is as good as mine. Let's just do it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
I told you there'd be a Glenn Campbell tribute today, whether you chose to believe me or not. That's up to you. It's the intro to Southern Nights. I was having a conversation with Rick Swan, who shares an office with us today. I said, underrated as far as Glenn Campbell songs go. You guys were probably expecting Rhinestone Cowboy. Welcome in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Great show for you. We're going to catch up today with former Hawkeye and former Jim Thorpe Award winner Desmond King. He's now out in Orange County, California, with the Los Angeles Chargers, getting ready to make his National Football League debut in a couple weeks. Sounds like a lot of the former Hawkeyes are doing well. As a matter of fact, I saw an update on C.J. Beathard and the San Francisco 49ers, and he's playing so well that he could be the number two quarterback right away in week one, according to Tim Murakami, who writes for The Athletic in the Bay Area. Great stuff to get to today. We've also got the 6 o'clock showdown tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels on one of the final Z102.9 Mug Club nights of the season. The Colonels are off today, and then they're back home tomorrow to begin that four-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits. Remember, time winding down on the Colonels season. Big news today out of the New York Penn League. A former Hawkeye, Mason McCoy, named to the New York Penn League All-Star team. You may remember he was taken along with Jake Adams in the sixth round of this year's Major League Baseball draft. McCoy by the Orioles. He's hitting .323 across 33 games with the Aberdeen Ironbirds. And Jake Adams, not a New York Penn League All-Star, but he does have 8 home runs in 37 games for the Tri-City Valley Cats. They're hosting the All-Star game this year in the New York Penn League, so he's going to get to participate in the Home Run Derby. Kind of cool there. No Iowa basketball news for you, although we may hear a little bit of reaction from Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey following yesterday's 99-65 win over the German All-Star team in Heidelberg. The Hawkeyes are doing a little sightseeing today, and then it's off to Baden, Switzerland tomorrow for a team of Swiss All-Star players. A couple things to get to in the world of sports today. We've got a poll question about one of the big stories that came out today, and that's the NFL making the decision to hire between 21 and 24 full-time officials for the upcoming season. This is something fans have been wanting to see for quite a while. The question is whether or not it's going to have an impact on the officiating. And that's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Make sure you stop by and register your vote. It's brought to you, as it is always, by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. It's available for you to use to reach out to us. You can also use that number, 366-1600. 1600 to give us a call here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. You'll need to do so sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight because we've got another Amana Colonies Golf Course prize package for you. That's a round of golf, a cart, and some range balls. And again, be listening for your chance to win. What'd you do after you left last night? You went home and read up on The Bachelor, read up on Glenn Campbell. What'd you do, Alex?
I actually did both of those things, watched a little bit of TV, watched the Cardinals game, and went to bed.
I'm glad you brought up the Cardinals.
My weekdays are not exactly very exciting, but here I am today. And I'm excited to catch up with Desmond King because I know that draft weekend had to be a really long weekend for him, and now you erase that. Now you erase everything about being a fifth-round draft pick, falling in the draft, and it's just focusing on football, and he's learning several different positions, because I think that was one of the bigger questions coming into the draft. What position is he going to play in the NFL? And he's getting a completely fresh start in Los Angeles, so I'm excited to catch up with him.
Let's get back to the Cardinals here. You didn't quite pick up on that verbal cue.
Oh, no.
I want to talk about the Cardinals here. We were ready to write them off as dead, right? Is this more a matter of the Cubs, who, by the way, are taking on the San Francisco Giants right now? It was tied 1-1 in the fourth. Is this just a matter of the Central being as weak as it is, or have the Cardinals suddenly found some late life?
I think it's a little bit of both. And I still think that the Cubs are the favorite in the division. The St. Louis Cardinals have been playing a little bit better. Since June the 25th, they have 31 wins. That's second most in baseball. And quietly, they're finally above the 500 mark. We talked with Ed Creech yesterday, and he brought up some of the guys that have come up and really made a big-time impact. He brought up Jose Martinez, who has done a very good job. He brought up Tommy Pham. The guy that he didn't bring up was Paul DeJong, who has been an absolute godsend for this team, with Aledmys Diaz being sent down to the minor leagues. They're getting somewhat of an injection of life from Memphis. And here they are, 2.5 games out. And I was one of those people. I think a lot of Cardinals fans wrote that team off, especially after the way things went right before the All-Star break. They were left for dead. But here they are. The problem is they didn't go out and make a move at the trade deadline. But the good thing is for them, they're playing in a division that is seeing, they saw the Cubs get really hot out of the All-Star break. They're having a little bit of a slip up here recently. But everybody, including the Milwaukee Brewers, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, they're all within striking distance, at least for now.
You mentioned Paul DeJong. He doesn't have a nickname on the back of his jersey. I don't know if you saw this today, but it's going to be Players Weekend across MLB. For 3 days, they're going to allow players to put nicknames on the backs of their jerseys.
And XFL
seven,
style?
Yeah. He Hate Me.
He Hate Me.
Seven members of the Cardinals have no nickname, or they didn't choose a nickname. Now, my guess is they probably came up to the major leagues after the deadline that they needed to submit these to MLB probably was, and so in that case, they have to go with their last names. But I was very excited about this development, as were you, I know, and we were debating whether or not to make a purchase for the KGYM studios, which are soon to be under renovation, and more on that later, because we've made a shocking discovery today. But the Los Angeles Dodgers have among the many nicknames their players will be using, Andre Ethier will be playing over this weekend his number 16 jersey. The nameplate on the back of the jersey says Daddy. And I'm thinking, is it worth a $149 investment to purchase that jersey and then wear it next year to Chicago for Big Ten Media Day, when we're on Radio Row next to Doug and Daddy?
Well, I think it would be worth it.
And then we get you a jersey that says Doug
exactly
on the back.
I said, if and only if we can get one of those knockoff jerseys for $29.99 with Doug on the back that I can wear.
Okay. I mentioned that the KGYM studios may be under renovation here soon, and we're very excited about this. We're going to spiff up the place with a fresh coat of paint. So what we spent the majority of the morning and the afternoon doing, and I say we, it was primarily myself because Scott Unash and the rest of the crew were out at Lunchbox Heroes today, began taking some of the items off the wall here in the KGYM studio. And we've got a number of things. It's not like the Dan Patrick man cave or anything like that, but it's got a little bit of a dorm room feel to it. There's some Iowa State and UNI Iowa stuff on the wall. My dog's playing poker, oil painting, which is near and dear to me. I've had it since I was living in the dorms in Hillcrest at the University of Iowa. And in the process of taking things down today, we discovered that there is a hole in the wall of the studio. And no one knows where the hole came from. But all I could think of, and if you follow me on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp, you already know that I've made the Shawshank Redemption reference here. It's not necessarily big enough for Andy Dufresne to slither out of down into the goop and make his escape, but it brought back memories. And if anybody knows the story behind how the hole got in the wall, they're free to contact us at 319-366-1600. We do have a suspect in mind. Did you, when you were living in the dorms in college, did you ever have to pay damage? Did they withhold your transcripts or anything like that, or threaten you? But you had to make restitution for damage to the dorm room.
Yeah, actually, I think it was with the tacky stuff that you put up on the wall.
Okay, the stuff that's not supposed to leave any residue. It's not supposed to put a hole in the wall. It looks like Play-Doh or Silly Putty.
It does, but once it's up there for a while, it does quite a bit of damage to the paint on the wall. But luckily for me, my freshman year, I was at Ball State University in what was that dorm called? It was called Clevenger.
Letterman Hall.
Clevenger. And this was one of the most disgusting places I have ever lived. I mean,
Indiana? Oh, man, I have a hard time imagining that.
People that walked into it said that your room looked like a jail cell. There was no air conditioning. There was nothing.
We didn't have air conditioning at Hillcrest. We were fine.
Well, eventually they put air conditioning in Hillcrest. I mean, this place made Hillcrest look like the Taj Mahal. So I think I did maybe $15 worth of damage to the paint, and I paid my $15 in cash and said, all right, registrar's office, I'll see you never because I'm leaving this place. I'm gone.
This may be one of my favorite stories from living in the dorms freshman year, but leave it to a couple of Bob Vila home improvement types to figure out. There was a fist hole sized puncture in the wall of their dorm room on the north 300 floor of Hillcrest. And they didn't want to get fined for it. They didn't have to pay for it. And so what one of them did was they went up the hill to Old Capitol Mall, which at the time still had an Osco occupying it. And they bought three or four tubes of the cheapest plain toothpaste that they sold. And they tried to fill the hole with four tubes of toothpaste, and it wasn't quite enough, and I think they wound up having to go back and buy some more toothpaste, and eventually they had smoothed it over to the point where it looked as if, well, there was just maybe it had been a hole in the wall, but it had been patched.
Was the color the same consistency of the wall?
Roughly. I mean, the walls were sort of like they are in here, that sort of off-white-ish color. And so,
That's what we should do with that hole in the wall.
Okay, well, yeah, let's go get some Pepsodent. Is that toothpaste? Pepsodent?
Do you have any
Colgate?
Do you have any
Arm & Hammer? Arm & Hammer is white, right?
Suspicions of what happened over there?
Well, as I said, I think we've got a suspect in mind.
I think so too. We
could call in Columbo, but needless to say, somebody put a hole in the wall of the studio, and it never dawned on me why I believe it was a Peter Jock poster from Carver Hawkeye Arena. You know, they put the scorebook on the back of the posters now for Iowa basketball games. It never dawned on me why that poster had been moved and randomly. No, I didn't notice it until today when I was taking the thing off the wall.
No, I mean, did you notice that the poster had been moved?
I just said I hadn't.
Oh,
I didn't.
Okay. I thought you you didn't notice the hole.
Like,
okay.
I mean, we had crap all over the wall in here, so if somebody puts a random poster up on the wall, well, you know, pretty ingenious if you ask me. Oh, Michael. I'm looking at Twitter right now, at Todd Brommelkamp, and some people, we've got some Jim Rockfords out there who are on the case. And I don't necessarily think we need any information from Angel to help us solve this one. It's 420. We mentioned having that Amana Colony's prize package. Toothpaste. Because it was...
It works.
I think it was cheaper than... Either that or they didn't think to... Well, there was no real hardware store in the area. So it was either that or they were going to have to pay. And knowing the university, if I remember right, it was probably a couple $100s to patch a fist-sized hole in the wall. So rather than fork over a fistful of dollars, they just went and got some toothpaste. I don't recommend that for your do-it-yourself fix-up projects at home. And as far as I know, they got away with it. And I'm trying to think. I think at least one of those guys is still living here locally in the area.
I just have a random question here. And this is for, I'm just asking hypothetically.
Uh-huh.
If someone were to have witnessed what happened in here and knew what happened in this studio and did not say what happened at the time, would they be subject to any kind of disciplinary action?
Like losing their job and or having to pay restitution?
Yes.
I'm not the arbiter of decision-making here in the building when it comes to things like that, but I would think that perhaps immunity would be granted.
Okay.
For information leading to the person who may or may not have put a hole in the wall of the KGYM studio and then covered it up, Shawshank Redemption style. Was that Rita Hayworth? Who was the poster? There were a couple posters because he worked on it for years and years and years. That's such a great movie and a wonderful work of fiction by Stephen King as well, if you've ever read The Shawshank Redemption, which leads me to a number of things that are not sports related. And we don't want to get down that road. There are a couple interesting topics today. We're going to talk about this Josh Rosen story that has made some national headlines today. Also, as we've been doing all week, we've got some audio from last Saturday's Iowa Football Media Day today. Today we'll play for you Akram Wadley and James Butler, who are presumably going to lead a 1-2 tandem in the Iowa backfield. And we'll continue to get you ready for football season. I know there's a lot of people excited about it, including former Florida and South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier, who was the guest speaker today at, was this the Independence Bowl? Some bowl game brought Steve Spurrier in to speak at the kickoff lunch. Maybe it was the Liberty Bowl. And I think it was the Independence Bowl because that's in Shreveport.
Yes.
Because the dig was at LSU. Steve Spurrier is one of a kind. I honestly think this guy is a national treasure. I really do. And he's not afraid to throw shade. Never was. Although it was a little bit more effective when he was at Florida because he had better players and they won more games. When he went to South Carolina, yeah. But he's giving this address to the people there at the bowl function today in Louisiana, and he says something along the lines of, you can have really good football players and not win many games, and you guys, all you LSU fans in the room, you know what I'm talking about. And so you can put LSU onto the pile of teams that Steve Spurrier has thrown shade at over there. Just remember, you can't spell citrus without UT.
Still one of my favorite quotes of all time.
Yeah, Steve Spurrier.
I always liked when he would, I think some of those later South Carolina teams where they had their success and then they were kind of trending downward.
And then they would get smoked by Iowa in the Outback Bowl.
Yeah.
That one year in particular.
And then I'm trying to think, this would have been probably 3 or 4 years ago where they barely beat Vanderbilt and Vanderbilt was, I think, a one-win team that year, and he just went off on his team in the post-game press conference. Someone asked him, is this the worst win you've ever had? Well, yep, absolutely. We suck today. You talk about honesty, and we'll get to Josh Rosen in a second. In the 5 o'clock hour, the quarterback from UCLA who had a very honest interview with a Bleacher Report reporter. I appreciate it. I know some people don't, and it creates polarization, but I always appreciated that about the old ball coach.
319-366-1600, that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, which I have not taken a look at yet. During the break, I really hope that we've got some dorm room damage stories on here. If we do, I'm going to be entertained, and if we don't, I'm going to be horribly let down. Please, please, God, let me be horribly entertained. I know you, the listeners, say that every day, and I know exactly what the result is, so I guess I'm walking a mile in your shoes today. Turnabout's fair play. Back with more after this.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
If you love Mr. Shucks, then you won't want to miss this Friday's Colonels game. The first 1,000 fans get a free Mr. Shucks belly bobble figurine. That's right, it's not a bobble head, but a belly bobble of lovable Mr. Shucks. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now and arrive early to make sure you get your one-of-a-kind Mr. Shucks belly bobble this Friday at the Colonels.
The rotary phone. The cassette tape. Back when you needed those low-tech devices, your insurance company also needed 3 estimates for vehicle damage. Well, times have changed. Now you've got a sleek cell phone, and you decide where to take your vehicle to be fixed. Bob Mickey Collision Center works with all insurance companies, but they work for you. Nowadays, it's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
It's only 29 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
Nothing gets past the folks on the text line. Cyclone Tim, though, thinks that this is a Parks and Recreation Ron Swanson job, where I'm the one who put the hole in the wall, and then I'm just throwing it out there so that you turn on one another,
you know,
and start accusing each other of being the one who did it.
I have some sources. I don't think sources. That's the case. I don't think that's the case.
You're talking to people.
Yeah.
People are telling you.
There's been some chatter around the building about what may or may not have happened, and Cyclone Tim, I don't think that's the case.
I'm hearing. That was all my favorite.
I'm hearing.
I mean, you're reading on the internet. Your phone isn't ringing. Ed Werder is not on the other end of the line calling you with an update from camp. 319-366-1600. The toothpaste solving the holes in the wall thing appears to be universally known among some of the listeners.
There have been a lot of people that have done that.
For small pin-sized holes, yes.
Not for
this was a
hole.
Fist-sized, and I don't for the life of me remember what caused the fist-sized hole in the dorm room wall.
I'm guessing a fist.
I bet that was, Jesus. Yes, Alex, yes, it was a fist that caused the fist-sized walk off, game over, 428, let's just send it back to ESPN programming for the day and be done with it. How can I top that? Kyle, do you have a big board update ready?
Yeah, it's right here.
All right, Midwest One Bank bringing you this big board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
I've been hearing former Iowa shortstop Mason McCoy was selected as a New York Penn League All-Star today. He's hitting .323 with 19 RBIs in 30 games for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, a Class A affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. Former Iowa first baseman Jake Adams wasn't selected as an All-Star, but will be competing in the Home Run Derby. He leads the New York Penn League with 8 home runs. Todd first broke this story several weeks ago, but yesterday it became official. Former Hawkeye C.J. Eldred signed a deal with the Royals. And I'll also take this time to remind you that the Iowa baseball team will play its last exhibition game tomorrow at Duane Banks Field, hosting the Quad City Cardinals at 7 o'clock. The Iowa basketball team will also be playing the second game of its Euro trip tomorrow afternoon, taking on the Swiss All-Stars there in Switzerland. The Iowa wrestling team announced its home schedule today and will host 3 top 10 programs in Oklahoma State, Michigan, and Minnesota, and will also host 8 different countries competing at the United World Wrestling World Cup over a weekend to be determined in April. The Colonels won yesterday 3-1 to split a 4-game series with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're off today as they return home, but they'll start another 4-gamer with the Quad City River Bandits at 6:30 tomorrow. After our show tonight, we'll have the Twins and Brewers as they head to Milwaukee for the final 2 games of that series. It's Bartolo Colon and Brandon Woodruff with the first pitch set for 7:10. You already know you can hear that game on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
What if they didn't know? What if someone's listening to the station for the first time and their first reaction is, what the hell is this?
If they stuck with me for about a half a second, they know now.
Okay, now you know. We've got plenty more to get into, and we've only got about 10 seconds, so I'm not going to get into it. It gets better from here, I can promise you. We'll hear from the Iowa running backs when we return after this. You're listening to the Todd Brunelkamp Show here on KGYM. Napa
know-how. For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear, and pro saving you cash. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. It's been a long time coming, but this season the NFL will start the process of hiring full-time officials. For this season, 21 to 24 officials from the current roster will be full-time. They will still be allowed to have outside jobs. The Falcons will re-sign running back Devontae Freeman to a five-year contract extension worth $41 million, $22 million of that guaranteed. The Blue Jays move shortstop Troy Tulowitzki to the 60-day DL today. That means he won't be eligible to come back to the team until the last week of the regular season. He has a sprained right ankle. Red Sox and Rays, 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and TV for our coverage. Finals today, the Rangers beat the Mets 5-1. Joey Gallo with a two-run homer. Rockies beat the Indians 3-2 on a 12th inning home run from Charlie Blackmon. Andy Murray drops out of next week's ATP Tour event in Cincinnati with an ongoing hip injury. Murray hasn't played since a quarterfinal loss at Wimbledon almost a month ago. He hopes to be ready for the U.S. Open.
Brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99 or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades.
Ding!
All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys.
Ka-ching!
Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 4343 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 4343 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 4343. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording. Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades.
Ding!
All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys.
Ka-ching!
Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 4343 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 4343 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 4343. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
Napa know-how.
For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear,
and pros saving you cash. Prestone antifreeze and coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
4:35, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Desmond King, the former Iowa standout, current member of the Los Angeles Chargers, will join the program coming up in about 20-25 minutes, top of hour number two. Keep listening for your chance to win a prize pack from the Amana Colonies Golf Course. We've got a round of golf for you, as well as some practice balls and a cart. Your chance to win coming up before 5:30 tonight. Let's go ahead and put that out there. The mystery of the hole in the KGYM studio wall does not continue to grow. I think we've got a suspect in mind, but needless to say, this place is, I've got designs on fixing this place up, and once we splash a fresh coat of paint on the walls here and change the light bulbs, I really think that this is going to feel like home. It's going to feel great to come in here and do the show every day, and I don't want to necessarily copy what other radio places have done, but I think we've got some good stuff that we can put up on the wall. Look, the Akron Zip sticker, which, by the way, that broke my heart. Of all the things to take off the wall here in the studio today, to take the Akron Zips sticker, which was the most random thing that we had on the wall here, and to know the whole meaning behind that, and it was Mac McCausland's sleeper team in the NCAA tournament one year, and the 12-5 matchup, and three 12s won that year, and one of them got smoked, and it was Akron that got smoked. But somebody was listening, and they knew the AD at Akron, and so we got this envelope in the mail that had some Akron Zip stuff in it, and so the sticker went up there on the wall. That broke my heart. I feel like I moved out of like my college apartment today, taking all of the stuff off the walls in here. And then I found the, and yes, thank you to the text line. Raquel Welch was the poster that was in the Shawshank Redemption.
I just had to move about 2 weeks ago, and it was awful.
Yes, it always is.
It was not only was it awful because of all the manual labor that you have to do, and I know people aren't going to feel sorry for me on that, but it's awful because you move away from your friends, and you move all of the stuff that you had in a room for 3 years out, and I feel like I'm moving again. I look around this studio, and nothing that I've grown used to seeing is here. Doesn't feel right. And that Akron Zip sticker also, I actually didn't know the story behind that.
You weren't here. That's right. You weren't here for that.
But I did enjoy the Akron Zip
sticker. So you've worked in this building for years. You've come in here on a daily basis. You've looked at that sticker, and never once did it cross your mind to ask, why is there an Akron Zip sticker on the wall?
No, because okay. At one point there was an Arkansas poster.
You know what?
We're sports guys. We have random sports.
That's what I like about you. That's what I like about you. You don't let intellectual curiosity get in the way. You just if you don't know something, it's water off your back.
If it's trivial like that, then
the
I'll
Arkansas
just let it be.
Posters are from my good friend Matt Engelbrecht, who's the video coordinator for the Arkansas football program now with Brett Bielema. And every year, that's the countdown to kickoff, is every year when we get the poster tube in the mail filled with the Arkansas football posters. That usually predates Big Ten Media Day.
So are we going to put those up once we once this room's painted?
And granted, it's not my studio. It's our studio. I think we should probably take a more minimalist approach moving forward to some of the stuff that gets put up on the wall. I think it needs to be a big deal item if it's going up on the wall.
So it's not like we're just making a collage on the wall with random junk. You don't think we should do that?
No.
Which is what we did.
It's not like
for the most part.
Yeah, it's not like we're throwing posters and stools or anything like that at the wall or anything and seeing what sticks or what makes a hole. This is going to be, there's going to be some thought that goes into this, just as there has been to today's entire show. Trust me on this one. It's going to get better. You're going to want to hear from Desmond King coming up in about 15 minutes. I can tell you that much. But we'll ask Desmond his thoughts on this year's Hawkeye football team. I know a lot of people are really interested in the running back situation because Akram Wadley was poised to be the breakout guy, and I think he still is, even though it's a little late in his career for a true breakout. But the news that James Butler was joining the program from Nevada certainly was a game changer with a lot of fans, because then the expectations became, are they going to be on the field at the same time? Is one of them going to be split out in the passing game? How are they going to keep everybody happy? What happens with the younger running backs like Torrin Young and Toksa Kinrabadi? We've got some Akram Wadley and James Butler audio from last Saturday in Iowa Football Media Day, and this worked out so well, and it was so immensely popular with one listener on Monday that I thought, just for that one listener, we're going to do this again. It's the wheel of non-desperation. So we will randomize the... Some of these are Akram Wadley, some of these are James Butler, right?
Yes.
And they're in no particular order here. So we've got the wheel, and we'll give this a spin, and we'll see what we're hearing, who we're hearing, and then if we're lucky, we'll have something to talk about afterwards.
Yeah, we both clicked, you know, before even started practicing. He reached out to me. We talked. We vibe. You know, we hung out. And right now we in camp. It's grind mode. Me and him been, you know, if he miss a cutout, tell him, hey, you missed that. If I miss something, he tell me. And right now, James, he know like 90% of the offense. He still got to clean up some things, and he still got to get adjusted. But he did. He doing a lot better than how I would have thought. You know, I probably would have been a little slower in learning the offense as him. But he's a quick learner. He's very mature.
So that was Akram Wadley talking about James Butler.
I think it was brought up. Gosh, who brought this up? I'm trying to think here. But it was brought up that those two have become friends quickly. Those two have, as Akram Wadley just said, vibed. And I think that they realize that no one is coming in here... James Butler isn't coming in here to take Akram Wadley's job. There's going to be enough carries between the two of them. Akram Wadley is a different kind of running back than Iowa usually has. Iowa usually has a between-the-tackles guy who uses his speed secondarily. I mean, a la LaShawn Daniels, Sean Green. I mean, you think of some of the great running backs, and you really can't compare any of them to Akram Wadley. He's more of a guy that gets out in space and uses his speed and quickness, which he is very fast and very shifty. And he may not be a between-the-tackles, 30-carry-a-game type guy. And you bring in James Butler, who has had experience doing that. I think they complement each other, and they realize that they complement each other very well.
Let's head to the phone lines here. What are your expectations for Akram Wadley and James Butler? 319-366-1600. It's our leadoff man, Sonny in Iowa City. What's up, Sonny?
I absolutely agree, and I think that Akram Wadley will only be helped by having another running back that can take the carries. I mean, you're talking about a guy that has explosive speed, and he's very much side-to-side on things like that as opposed to just running up the middle. And so I think that guys like that need to take a few plays off here and there. And so there's nothing that's going to hurt in our offense than having another capable running back. And God forbid, you know, we run into one of those years where we injure every single running back all the way down the depth chart. You know, running backs are something that you just cannot have enough of those guys in your program that are ca- absolutely not. Maybe in the pro game where you're worried that a running back only has a shelf life for years. But freshmen in college, sophomores in college at that position, like, they're not getting hurt by staying in practice, not seeing a ton of game time.
Appreciate the phone call, Sonny. You can follow him, 366-1600. And look, if it delays seeing these guys, and by that I mean Young and Akin Rabadi, really take a big step forward for another season, I think it's worth it in the long run. You get a guy who rushed for 1,300 yards in the Mountain West last year and are able to bring him in, I don't know how you can look at that as a bad thing. Now, some fans are always going to be able to look at something and figure out where the negative lies. I get that. But this is a good problem to have for the Hawkeyes. And really, I don't know Saturday, which is the Kids' Day open practice, whether or not we're going to get to see much of anything as far as how much of the offense has been installed, which will be more than what they'll allow us to see on Saturday. I know that much. But what's been put into place, is it going to give us any glimpse as to what we may see September 2nd against Wyoming and then moving forward in the month of September? We'll see. But I do have a feeling that Brian Ferentz is going to come up with a way to use both of these guys, and provided that they both stay healthy, I'm not ready to anoint another 1,000-yard season out of two running backs, because that's a pretty rare bird in Iowa City. But I think the potential is there for one of these guys to have a huge year. That's Akram Wadley. And then I think James Butler is going to be a major impetus in that happening.
He is. The thing that gets overshadowed about the statistics last year, and this is absolutely not taking away anything that LaShawn Daniels or Akram Wadley did last year. They were spectacular. They were outstanding. They carried the offense along with the offensive line. But the reason that their numbers were what they were was because the offense had to win that way. They had to run the ball. They didn't have another threat of anybody else on the offense making a big-time play, especially in the passing game. So I think that if the numbers dip a little bit, that might be a good sign. That might mean that the offense has at least a passing game, as I've talked about before, that is respected by the other teams in the Big Ten. And I think a lot of the decision about the quarterback is going to be made based on who knows the offense better. Because right now they realize, Brian Ferentz, the coaching staff, Kirk Ferentz, realize what the strength of this team is. It's the two guys we're talking about right now in the offensive line. They're going to be a run-heavy offense. They need a quarterback that can distribute the ball efficiently, and they need a quarterback that knows the offense better than the other. So I don't think that this quarterback situation is really all that close to being decided, and it might not be decided until the week before the season. So that's something to follow as well.
All right, let's see what the next random clip is going to be here. So much fun.
You know, me and Ak have a great relationship, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with competition, obviously. And, you know, I didn't come, you know, to take anyone's spots. You know, I just came here to be, you know, the best teammate I can be, you know, to try to help this team as much as I possibly can. And, you know, there's so many plays, you know, there. You know, I saw that last year they had two guys running for over 1,000 yards. You know, now we have, you know, a stable of guys who can run the ball here, you know, with Tokes and Torn. You know, there's a bunch of guys who can carry the ball and go make an impact. So I really believe that, you know, that we'll all be used and be all be able to make an impact on this season.
Okay, so that's obviously James Butler there talking about his relationship with Akram Wadley and how good competition is. And again, we mentioned this the other day, but I was struck on Saturday by the fact that these two guys really seem to like each other. And I think that is going to play a major role in positive results coming from this, because a lot of times there can be acrimony if you bring somebody in. Especially, look, you got Akram Wadley, who's been a part of this for his entire college career. And then as he's getting ready to step onto the big stage and have his moment, somebody comes parachuting in at the last possible minute, and they've put their work in, but they've done it somewhere else, and now they're going to take a little bit of the glory away from you. It's pretty easy to go into a situation like that with a chip on your shoulder. And I don't see that here. I think Akram is a really intelligent guy who sees this as, this is going to be good for me, because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So we'll see how things play out. 319-366-1600. What are your expectations for the running game this year? Let's go to Matt in Des Moines. Matt, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to get your guys' take on, you know, I know it's great that Akram Wadley and Butler are going to be getting along, but what do you guys think the impact's going to be on the younger group of running backs, seeing how Iowa's had a problem kind of retaining some of the running backs in the past, and if you guys foresee any of the other younger classmen playing a more prominent role somewhere in the mix as well?
That's a really good question, and obviously none of us have a crystal ball, but when's the last time that you saw a team get through an entire season without having injuries, even a week or two here and there in the backfield? It was a 2015 where, you know, Iowa was lucky that they had three capable running backs, because at times they were down to number three. So
those guys are also redshirt freshmen.
Right. And they
know coming in that it might take a little bit for them to get on the field.
Realistically,
and yes. And they have two seniors in front of them.
Realistically, those guys were probably a year away from being ready for prime time anyway. So as far as setting back their development or affecting it, it probably plays a minimal role in that. And again, those two guys seem to be upbeat on Saturday as well. I think they know what the score is here. And they also know that these guys, you know, chances are out of the picture next season, and then they're going to have their opportunity. But again, I don't have a crystal ball, but I feel really good sitting here saying at some point this season, Iowa is going to need to go deeper than 1-2 on the depth chart. It just, that's the way that things go. Now, is it 2004 where we get all the way down to Sam Brownlee and people are scrambling to figure out, you know, who's on the field and where this kid came from? Probably not. But, and that's part of the, look, it looks so easy to everybody out there. Oh, coaching. And you get paid millions of dollars. You got fragile egos to juggle. You're dealing with kids. It's not necessarily a walk in the park. And so the coaching staff, you know, they wouldn't have brought James Butler in the first place if they didn't think it was going to be a net positive for the team. And I'm sure they've sat down and, you know, had addressed the situation with the entire running back group about how it's going to affect everything. And maybe, spitballing here, of course, but maybe you find a way to get some of those guys involved in other facets of the game.
Special teams, return game.
Although, not Toke Sekinrabadi, because he's got really bad hands. So you're not going to see him in the return game anytime soon. But you could see Young. Wouldn't necessarily be out of the realm of possibility. Coming up at top of the hour, we're going to hear from former Hawkeye Desmond King, now with the Los Angeles Chargers. We've got the 6 o'clock showdown on the way and more tonight. We'll step aside, take a quick break. And when we come back, Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. More on the way after this.
Flood the Run is this Saturday at Ellis Park, presented by Viridian Credit Union. This 2.7-mile water-themed, family-friendly obstacle run is fun for all ages. Run through our human car wash, get blasted in the blaster bog, plus our giant slip and slide, and so much more. It's fun for the entire family, with food vendors, games and activities, and live music after the run. Get soaked for a good cause, benefiting the Salvation Army and Matthew 25. Visit crfloodtherun.com for more information.
Austin, we've got your game.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
When was the last time you saw Guns N' Roses,
AC/DC,
Aerosmith,
Kiss,
Van Halen,
Queen,
Twisted Sister,
Journey,
Poison,
and Bon Jovi
all in the same night?
With a fiery pyro show,
video screens,
smoke machines,
makeup,
costumes,
fire,
and a virtually endless playlist,
Hairball puts on a rock concert like you've never seen before.
Coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Saturday, November 18th.
Tickets are on sale now at U.S. Cellular Center box office,
Ticketmaster.com,
or 800-745-3000.
Presented by Samuel Adams, Boston Lager.
Welcome back in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer, Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up in a little while tonight, hour number two, we'll tell you about a special kickoff to the high school football season involving the Cedar Rapids Gazette and our very own Scott Unash. But before we can do that, we've got to send it over to Kyle for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Iowa shortstop Mason McCoy was selected as a New York Penn League All-Star today. He's hitting .323 with 19 RBIs in 30 games for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, a Class A affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. Former Iowa first baseman Jake Adams wasn't selected as an All-Star, but will be competing in the Home Run Derby. He leads the league with 8 home runs. Todd first broke this story several weeks ago, but it became official yesterday. Former Hawkeye C.J. Eldred has signed a deal with the Kansas City Royals. And I'll also take this time to remind you that the Iowa baseball team will play its last exhibition game tomorrow at Duane Banks Field, hosting the Quad City Cardinals at 7 o'clock. The Iowa basketball team will also be playing the second game of its Euro trip tomorrow afternoon, taking on the Swiss All-Stars in Switzerland. The Iowa wrestling team announced its home schedule today and will host 3 top 10 programs in Oklahoma State, Michigan, and Minnesota, and will also host 8 different countries competing at the United World Wrestling World Cup over a weekend to be determined in April. The Colonels won yesterday 3-1 to split a 4-game series with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're off today as they return home, but they'll start another 4-gamer with the Quad Cities River Bandits at 6:30 tomorrow. After our show tonight, we'll have the Twins and Brewers as they head to Milwaukee for the final 2 games of that series. It's Bartolo Colon and Brandon Woodruff with first pitch set for 7:10, and you can hear that game on 107.5 FM, The North, Jim.
Do you think the Quad City Cardinals play the game the right way?
They better not be making too many errors.
And you can find out tomorrow night, again, 7 o'clock, Duane Banks Field. I think it's August 16th that the Iowa baseball team's going to make its departure for Taiwan. So we'll keep an eye on what's going on with our good friends Rick Heller and the Iowa baseball team. Back with more after this. We'll talk with Desmond King to kick off hour number two.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro.